FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 9/17/18. Well, it's going to be 9/18/18 tomorrow. I don't know quite what to make of that yet. I think I'll wait and find out, see how my life is affected by the numerological forces at work in the universe. But that remains to be seen. Hey, as always, be a part of the show. Join us. We invite you to. Makes my day every morning, kicking back a cup of Java, reading your emails. The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. Hey, well, if you have turned on the radio or the TV or opened up a newspaper, if you still believe in murdering trees for the benefit of human knowledge, then you have to know about what's happening with the Brett Kavanaugh nomination. Yet another aggrieved liberal woman who claimed she was groped and abused by Kavanaugh 36 years ago and just had to tell now before this great misdeed of him being confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court comes out of another sleazy progressive lawyerette by the name of Katz. Really awful. The only way it could have been worse is if it was Gloria Allrich. But it's not. And, well, our good friend Karen Cataline is with us now to discuss it. And, Karen, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you, Kerry. I love being on your show.
Hey, we love having you, too. So this woman comes out, and through a very circuitous route, she just couldn't keep it in any longer. It's 36 years, and everyone knows that that conservative Republican males are perverts anyway. So is this real or is it Memorex?
Who knows? We can look at it on its face and know there's something rotten in Washington. Apparently, Dianne Feinstein knew about this since July. And what they're really trying to do, you just got to look at it as a political strategy, because that's exactly what it is. And she kept it all through July, all through the hearings. And then at the last second, when a vote is supposed to happen, what they really want to do is use this to delay the vote, because they're putting all their stock in winning at least the House. God forbid that should happen. But to go back to high school, 17 years old, of a guy who has a stellar judicial career is unconscionable, but they are unconscionable and they don't care. It's a strategy. It's a tactic. I only fear that Republicans are too wussy to fight back. And I hope they do. But as you know, just today, you saw Jeff Flake and others buckling because they're really not Republicans at all.
Jeff the Flake. Yep. We know all about Jeff the Flake. A totally no good, corrupt legislator in the mold of his mentor, John McCain. And hey, we could get into John McCain for an hour, all the evil that that man did, but we don't need to do that here. Just looking at this, so the guy is just on the threshold of becoming a Supreme Court justice, and all of a sudden, what happens, right? This stuff comes out.
Oh, this is just madness, isn't it?
Yeah, complete, total madness. I couldn't agree more. And, well, the thing is, I think just to ignore this person and just get on with it. What do you think is the right way?
Well, in this particular case, I would go ahead with the vote. I would say that not only did they have their chance, they had many, many, many chances. And they should absolutely proceed with the vote, and they're not going to do it, mm-hmm. which is what our biggest problem is. They're a bunch of wusses. Yeah. But furthermore, whatever happened when he was a minor underage, I just have a piece that should come out in the next day or two. Mm-hmm. Can't tell you exactly where it'll be placed. And that is that aren't the Democrats the ones who always say that minors should never be charged as adults.
Yeah.
And even when it's murder, they are horrified that a kid is charged as an adult. But when it suits their political purposes, they're perfectly willing to go back to not only when someone is a minor, but a guy in high school at a boys' school. I don't believe the charges. I think they don't care if the charges are true anyway. Mm-hmm. Their political motive is so strong, so obvious, so transparent that I'm angrier at Republicans for not fighting back when they should.
Well, it looks like Grassley is going to, it looks like he's just going to hold the vote and not be deterred. But we don't really know yet, do we, what he's going to do?
I thought I read, I could have my news wrong because this is a breaking story, but I thought I read that they are indeed going to delay the vote. That's what Democrats are calling for. But you see, Democrats were calling for Kavanaugh to step down and take his name out of consideration before they had an ounce of fact, before they had an ounce of evidence of anything. They made it clear that they're willing to do anything, say anything in order to stop this man because they don't like his politics.
Yeah,
and they don't care who knows it. It's so blatant. And I think it's more blatant than I've ever seen it in my lifetime.
Yeah, so they shouldn't give any countenance to this because they've known about it for 2 months and they did nothing about it, the Democrats. They waited till the last moment just for the purposes of delay. And it's going to turn into a Clarence Thomas, comedy of lynching.
God forbid.
Right?
I hope not. Well, I hope not. But if they can do that, they will. And think about this. He could be the greatest jurist, the most brilliant guy in the world. And from all accounts, he is stellar in many, many ways. He's a brilliant jurist. Do they have an ounce of conscience or regret to ruin a man's life and his reputation?
No.
For something he might have said or done when he was 17 years old and underage and not even of the age of consent? No, they don't. To me, that is more telling than anything they could come forth with because there is no pattern of behavior here. They had to go all the way back to the age of 17 to find anything. Think how great that makes him.
Yeah.
It makes him a better guy than anybody I know who makes more mistakes than that, whatever he did. And I'm not sure he did anything.
It makes him a better guy than Bill Clinton, doesn't it?
Yeah. And look at how they ignored that. And they're still ignoring it. The story of Juanita Broderick, total selective outrage.
Yeah.
It's unconscionable, really. Let me just say another thing, as long as I'm on a roll here, Carrie.
Yeah, please do.
And that is the piece that I wrote, and I've written several because I've been on a real, just call me Paulette Revere, I have been on this kick for a long time. I've written two pieces and I'm going to write another one. I have another one coming out. The last one that you called me about is in Western Journal and reveals something that is on a much, much greater scale than the average person knows. And that is that the Democrats and the liberals, sort of one and the same, have been using for an entire year. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the Harvey Weinstein story.
Mm-hmm.
They have been using and weaponizing the so-called Me Too movement to oust male members of both parties out of state governments. And the statistics are stunning. Out of 50 states of this union, 30 states have reported accusations of sexual harassment and sexual misconduct. Now, keep in mind, rape and assault has now been lumped together with sexual harassment and sexual misconduct, which could mean anything. It could mean anything from rape and assault, which is punishable by law, to saying something untoward or awkward to somebody at work, or you look good in a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. And 31 men have either been expelled, resigned, or have chosen not to run for re-election because they were forced out by this movement in order, I contend, I submit, to remake state governments and to get women ready as a mandate for the 2018 midterms. That's what I think is really going on here. I'm not a tinfoil hat person, but that's what's going on. And to do so, one more thought, they have to turn women into the next big victim group, mm-hmm. which is, in the 70s, when I was coming of age, you had Helen Reddy's I Am Here, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. And now on a dime, they can turn all of women into a big victim group and all men into giant groups of perpetrators for the purpose of having women vote in a big voting bloc. This has always been their strategy, and they're willing to emasculate men who they detest anyway, particularly straight men, in order to affect their agenda. This is hardball politics, and Republicans are always behind the eight ball in knowing what's going on.
So is it going to work?
If we don't fight back, yes. Look what they're doing to Brett Kavanaugh. This was the plan. Why didn't they choose a million other trumped up charges? Why? Because they are on a roll with this Me Too movement, and they have weaponized it completely and thoroughly. And they've got a lot of conservative men, probably not present company, unwilling and afraid to speak up against this virulent kind of a Me Too movement that is very dangerous, that collectivizes ideas and tells women that they're all victims of toxic masculinity, and men should just cower and walk away with their tail between their legs. Remember that the left has been trying to tell women they don't need men forever.
Right.
Remember, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
That's all designed to, in my opinion, again, women are already a big voting bloc. They vote in Democrat much more often than white male Republicans do, and they don't like it. So they just want to collectivize this a little bit better. And to do so, they want women. They would prefer women like Julia. You remember that disgusting ad about Julia, where she's dependent on government from cradle to grave.
Julia,
well, they
the
want women.
Yeah, I remember.
Sorry,
I said Julia the parasite.
Yeah. They want women to marry the government, not a man,
mm-hmm.
because that makes them permanently dependent on the government. Meanwhile, white men, not white men, all men are symbols at their very best of capitalism. They believe in self-reliance, competition, getting up when you're knocked down, taking care of your family, being responsible. These are the kinds of things fathers teach their kids, and why fatherless homes are so dangerous. So, you know, I don't think this is all happening with just a couple of people deciding it. I think it is a Democrat strategy, and it has been for a long time.
Well, for sure, because in the election, where thankfully President Trump defeated Hillary, what we saw was they were getting all ready to dust off the war on women meme. That was going to be the big winner, and the whole, you know, negative audio tape of President Trump talking to Billy Bush, all of that, it was all intentional.
Sure.
And Trump beat them to the punch, and it was never effective. But they aren't very bright, and they keep going back to the same time-worn strategy without respect to whether it's going to win or not.
Yeah, and they never give up. That's the other thing. No matter how much they get their heads handed to them at the ballot box,
mm-hmm.
they never give up. They're never going to say, you know what, we lost the House, we lost the Senate, we lost the
executive branch, maybe we ought to start listening to the people.
Yeah.
And stop growing government so that we can control people's lives. Mm-hmm. See, they're never going to do that. They're never going to do that.
Not at
all. And what concerns me most is the fact that we have not had adequate strategies to fight them,
mm-hmm.
because we don't understand how they play the game.
Yeah, well, I think we're a lot better at it than we ever were. Yes, it could be done certainly more effectively than we've been doing it, no question. But the fact is, they seem to be maybe catching on a little bit, right?
Well, actually, the best teacher in the world is the person that a lot of Republicans are resisting, mm-hmm. who they won't support him in their own party, is Donald Trump. There's never been a bigger fighter than Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And look at the resistance he's getting, not just from the media, not just from the Democrats, but from his own party.
Yes.
The other thing, if I may say real quick, is that in this particular case of the Me Too movement, I believe that the people that are best suited to fight back and to stand up and, shall we say, be the adults in the room, mm-hmm. are conservative women.
Right.
Conservative women need to stand up and say, we don't believe that you should, just because we're women, you should believe all women. We don't believe that telling a woman that she looks good in a dress is the same as rape and assault.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're bastardized. They're doing a great disservice to rape victims by sure. doing that. But that's how they roll.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very, very true. So you think there's hope here?
Well, I guess I would say, well, there's always hope.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say that it is a blessing and a gift that Democrats, and this is all much due to, I think, Donald Trump, but it's a blessing and a gift that Donald Trump drives them so crazy that they show their true intentions. They've had an attack of honesty about being socialists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were much more dangerous when they were lying about being socialists.
Yes.
Now, many of them are coming forth and telling the truth, and I don't think it's permanent. When they find out it doesn't work and Democrats don't want to vote, that voters don't want to vote for socialists, they're going to go back underground and say, oh, I'm not a socialist. I just right. believe that we need to take care of poor people, you know, right. that kind of the same old line. And unfortunately, that will work.
Yeah.
We got to get tougher. Mm-hmm. Our side's got to get a lot tougher and use Donald Trump as the teacher that he is to fight back against some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. I definitely couldn't agree with you more. So is Kavanaugh going to wind up, his nomination going to be torpedoed or what?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think this is a very fluid story. I'm not one to make predictions. I have a knot in my stomach because I'm very, very concerned that the Republicans are not going to hold firm. I think that I would say I'm cautiously optimistic, but the Democrats will never give up. And you have, just like children, like adolescent children or younger, you have to set limits with them. You have to tell them no. You have to tell them no, no, and hell no. That's what
yes.
you have to tell them. And I just haven't seen the fortitude in the Republicans that I'd like to see. I think that's the reason this midterm is so very important, because we need to send reinforcements to Donald Trump so he can work with Republicans who have a spine. And if it's not a spine, then they're corrupt,
mm-hmm.
pure and simple. It's either they're idiots and they don't know which end is up. And I tend to believe it's more that they're corrupt. They're getting their palms
oh, yes,
greased.
Sure.
And they long ago stopped being concerned about the little guy.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a real problem, because we're the people that brought Trump to the dance. We're going to be the ones that he has to depend on to keep him there and mm-hmm. to keep him fighting, because I've never seen a personality like Donald Trump. I get grief all the time for saying how much I think he's a gift from God, but he is. He is a gift from God. I don't think I had a longtime conservative talk show host on my program last week when I was filling in on AM talk radio. And I said, and he said, well, you know, he prefers the more, you know, elegant fighter, elegant boxer, strategic like Reagan, rather than the brawler like Trump. And I just said, you know, I think Reagan would get chewed up in little pieces in this environment.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, yeah, they were hard on Reagan, but it was a different time. I don't think a Reagan could make it in this environment. I really don't.
Yeah, well, you know, you need a man for the times. And right now, Trump is that man for our times, mm-hmm. for what's going on today. And look, I've said it many times. I don't believe that that anyone else could have beaten Hillary Clinton. There's no question in my mind that not one of those 17 other Republicans ever had a shot at her. And for some reason, Hillary believed that somehow having Trump in there was going to be the easiest guy to get. Wrong, as we've seen. And, you know, we see this over and over again, these misjudgments about him, about who he is, what he stands for, and how he fights. You know, he's the only one, the only Republican that's ever really been a fighter. You know, true, Reagan did, you know, go through the motions, but what did Reagan really accomplish in the end?
He spent a heck of a lot of money, that's for sure. Yeah. I think that he, you know, he deserves much praise, but to be longing for a Ronald Reagan in these times, I think is horribly misguided. We could not have been handed a better present mm-hmm. than this guy, Donald Trump,
yep.
because he has exposed all the lies in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted us to believe it's rarefied air, you know, mm-hmm. and gee, you know, a guy from the private sector with no political experience couldn't possibly get the job done because we're experts. We've been here all this time. No, you haven't done anything. And
yeah,
you've become corrupted. Except
screw the place up. That they've done a marvelous job of.
They've done a wonderful job of that. And they have
decline.
Detached themselves from any purpose, reason, or their oath
or
that they were sent there to serve.
Absolutely. They've tried to absolve themselves of all responsibility for the state that the country is in now. It's prolonged decline. And
yeah.
I can't understand why people are shocked and why they're not buying into this garbage anymore. You know, supposedly Obama's purpose was to manage the decline of the country. That's what he was there for. And
he wanted the country to decline.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the thing
sure.
people aren't willing to say.
Oh, yeah.
He wanted the
deliberate.
Country in decline. And when people say Obama was an incompetent president, I always argue with them because he was quite competent in his attempts to destroy this country and everything it was founded upon.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified during those years. I didn't run around with a pussy hat on my head, but I was extremely, extremely worried about this country and detaching it from all of its moorings, all of the most brilliant and wonderful things that make this country great.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go back to something you were saying, I loved during the campaign we were watching during the presidential campaign, and it has continued beautifully for the last, what, maybe 2 years almost, not even.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that Trump has this brilliant ability, and I don't think it's accidental. I've never thought it was accidental. To turn the tables on his opponents. Every single time you think they've got Trump, he turns mm-hmm. the tables on them. There's, you may or may not know, I'm Jewish, so I sometimes go by the moniker putting the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. And I'm not real,
I'm not real religious, but, you know, mm-hmm. I'm proud to be a Jew. And Purim, the holiday of Purim, where we read the book of Esther. Mm-hmm. I used to think it was just a kid's holiday. It's kind of like Jewish Halloween, you know, where you dress up in costumes. Yeah. But then I came to appreciate the holiday as an adult, mm-hmm. which is so much deeper and more important, which is things aren't always what they seem. Mm-hmm. You're looking at reality and your eyes are lying to you. And so don't believe what you see sometimes. And that it's never, we should never give hope as a Jewish people, because you know that almost every Jewish holiday, and we're coming up on the most holy day of the year tomorrow night, is they tried to kill us. They didn't. Let's eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tomorrow it's a fast day. So it's either fast or feast, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But the thing of Purim is that the bad guy, which many Orthodox Jews believe Hitler was descended from Haman, the mm-hmm. bad guy. He built a gallows to destroy all the Jewish people, and he ended up getting hung on those gallows.
Right.
And Trump has gone about hoisting his opponents by their own petard for months. It is amazing to watch. Case in point is when you said, we brought him there. We brought Donald Trump to the table, mm-hmm. and people were convinced. They were already coronating Hillary. She was already measuring the drapes in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And what happened? The left bullied Trump voters to such an extent that they lied to the pollsters. That's mm-hmm. what happened.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody,
by the way,
everybody went underground.
Yeah. I didn't tell you that October is National Lie to Your Pollster Month. So if you are contacted by any pollster from any organization, lie to them and just say you're going to write in Bernie Sanders' name for whatever your representative or senator is. Just lie. Do not tell them what you're actually going to do. The goal here is to totally discredit all polls. I don't care what organization it is, how pure as the driven snow they might appear to be, even the Pew Institute. Lie to them all and make them stop polling. Because, you know, Karen, before there was fake news, there was polling.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
So anyways.
For sure. And this is what they did, is they called us all deplorable. Mm-hmm. They keyed our cars. They started riots in the street, threatening Trump supporters at rallies. They called us all racist. Mm-hmm. And so what did people do? They said, I'll vote the way I want, and I'm going to tell you.
Right.
And my hope and prayer is that the same thing is happening this time around, only even more so.
Oh, it is. I know for a fact.
My hunch is that it is. And for the simple reason that a good many people took a chance on Trump when he was an unknown quantity. Now he's much more of a known quantity, and he's better than they ever expected.
Yeah, exceeded.
So why would they not vote for him?
Exceeded our modest expectations. It's the economy, stupid. Oh, we could go into it all day. Hey, Karen, we want to find out more about you. Check out your podcast. Where do we go?
Yes, you can listen to Spouting Off, which I do every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Eastern.
You're doing a good job now. I have to compliment you, but sure.
Thank you. And the way to see my op-eds, podcasts, blog posts, more information about me than you ever want to know, is go to KarenCataline.com. Karen spelled the normal way, and Cataline is spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E, KarenCataline.com.
All right, and we have a link in the show notes to this interview that takes you directly to Karen's website. Don't forget, email us, find us on Twitter at Carrie Lutz, Facebook, Financial Survival Network. If you're on YouTube, click the subscribe and the notify bell so you get the program notified every time a new one is posted. And if you're on iTunes or you're listening to the podcast, just go subscribe to it. Go to iTunes Store, type in Carrie Lutz or Financial Survival Network. The page will come up. Keep clicking that subscribe button until it says you're subscribed. You might have to do it 12 times. It's a messy interface, but just do it. And then automatically to your iTunes application. Every time we post a new show, it gets posted to your iTunes app. Hey, Karen, it's always great to have you on. Thanks so much. Wish you the best.
Great to be with you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.